Chili Effect is sponsored by WallStreetWindow.com and listeners like you.
And now the most underrated voice in all media, Chuck O'Chilly.
May 24, 2023, allegedly, according to that thing we call a calendar. And this is indeed the show you were looking for. How do I know that? Because you're hearing me say what I'm saying. Anyway, if you're watching us on Rockfin, you might be seeing it as well, but that was released another day. We are live on O'Chilly.com radio as per usual, and no matter who you are, where you are, when you are, because most of you catch it further on down the stream via your final slab of choice, your applicable application, obviously, welcome to it. Anyway, Wild Card Wednesday, Woden's Day as per usual, and this one's different. Didn't think I would be using the term sugar tits on the radio anytime soon, but turns out I am. Why? That's the name of my guest tonight. Okay. I didn't name her sugar tits, by the way, and it is a woman. Now, normally, if I use the term sugar tits, I'm talking to a dude. And obviously, language is going to be a little bit different tonight, so brace yourselves for that. Maybe it's not safe for work. We'll see. I have no idea what's going to happen here. But the bottom line is, yeah, I'm going to have to say the name Sugar Tits over and over again, because that's what she calls herself. Now, normally, as I said, I would call a dude Sugar Tits because he's acting like a bitch. And that's just the way that is. So I don't think I've ever called a woman Sugar Tits before. So first time for everything. And she's the co-host of an interesting podcast, which you might have heard her co-host on the show a couple weeks ago. Maybe it was a week ago. I don't know, man. I can't keep track of time, but it is May, last time I looked. Anyway, I'm also going to talk to you about the hats and everything before we're done tonight, and all that. But let me not keep sugar tits awaiting. I cannot believe this. I'm calling you sugar tits. You have chosen to call yourself sugar tits. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well. I actually get that reaction a lot. More so, a lot of men are kind of uncomfortable with calling me it, or they like definitely ask a couple, like, are you sure? Is there something else you want to be called or whatever? And honestly, you can call me sugar, sugar tits, miss tits, whatever you're comfortable with. So,
Fair enough, miss tits. I guess hot box was taken. You know, but besides that, how, okay. So first of all, tell everybody about the podcast that, you know, I called you on here for, because you have a co-host that, again, I had a conversation with. Tell everybody about that a little bit, and, maybe give us a little backstory. 'Cause I mean, I don't know too many women that would want to be called sugar tits, and, you're happy with it, seems like, to me. So why not just own it? Tell me all about it.
So, me and Steve, we do a podcast called Blunt Force Wisdom, and it's basically life advice from scumbags for scumbags. You know, we pretty much dissect the world that we're living in, you know, dating in 2023, being like over the age of four, you know, in our 40s, so we can see the just craziness of the world around us. We talk everything. Nothing is off limits on the show. It's actually really fun. We get really high. We do some shrooms sometimes. We drink some alcohol, and we just kind of party for 2 hours. So it's really fun. It's definitely picking up a little bit more traction, and I'm pretty excited to see where it all goes or whatever with it. As far as my name, so when I was a kid, my dad used to call me Sugar Booger, which, as an adult, we all know what that means. It probably actually, to be honest, it probably meant that back then for him too. But so I just went by Sugar like forever. And then, I don't know if you, do you remember that social media app Kick?
I vaguely remember it, but I'm thinking to myself, other things for sugar, you could have been, you know, just Sugar Pie, you could have been Sugar Bear. Why do we get to the tits straight away?
So back in the Kick days, Kick was one of these apps that was like 100% free speech. Like, I mean, you could say anything from the worst things you could imagine, nudes. Like, it was just a free-for-all on that app or whatever. And
so it didn't matter. So Nazism all the way to pornography, just
pretty much,
blow it up.
Pretty right. much. And my original first name on there was Sugar Pussy Hammer Tits. And when I went to Twitter, they wouldn't allow me to have that name. So I ended up with Sugar Tits, which actually fits much better. It's been years now that I've gone by Sugar Tits. But
public service announcement, do not Google, give me that phrase in its entirety again.
Sugar Pussy Hammer Tits.
Do not Google Sugar Pussy Hammer Tits. Don't anything like that. Do not Google it. Do not Google it. Because if you get hammer and any sort of sexuality involved, you're going to get some weird results. I happen to know secondhand. I'm lying. But either way, don't Google that. Sorry, go ahead. Continue.
It just kind of stuck, and I was Sugar Tits on TikTok before I got banned off there. And then I've been Sugar Tits, obviously, a couple times. Oh, my God, my alarm's going off. Hold on. I'm so, so, so sorry.
No problem. Sugar Tits has an alarm. I mean, you know, what else can you say? I think that might be the headline for the podcast. No problem. But also, I want you to tell us where it is just before I forget and I get further into the conversation. Is it just on Rockfin that you got Blunt Force Wisdom or what?
So we have it on Rockfin, we have it on Rumble, and I do stream it on Twitter.
Ah, okay. So Twitter, joining the likes of possibly, or maybe he's joining you now because you were there first, Tucker Carlson now joining Twitter, and I got my mixed bag of stuff to say about that. Because, you know, I'm a weirdo. Do you guys get into, is it just dating advice and a little bit of substance use, not abuse, substance use? Is that the main thrust of the whole podcast, or you got other
stuff
going on?
Honestly, it is. Most of the times we have an idea of what we're going to talk about, and it is just so far off of that. Like yesterday, we went from a whole good portion of the show talking about the new LGBT flags that they came out and just dissecting that just to pieces. And then we ended on sex workers. So it really is just kind of a mix of everything. You know, Twitter really does give you so much material for podcasts and to talk about. I mean, it really does. So, you know, I see a couple things that are going on in the world right now, especially in the trans community, and there's nothing I like to really go hard in a lot is that community right now, especially. So it really does range from just a variety of things. It is mostly stuff that's going on in the world, keeping politics out of it. So we'll still talk about all the stuff that's happening, but we're not really talking politics. Save that for the AM show or whatever.
Gotcha. So you don't want to go serious on the politics. It is just really about having fun. And clearly, I mean, you know, sticking with the name, I don't know, you know, you had mentioned before we went to air that you were a mom. So, you know, I doubt that your kids' friends call you Sugar Tits, but maybe they do. I don't know. You know, I don't know you. So it could be that, you know, hello, Miss Tits, how you doing? You know, your kids' friends could come in. That could be a thing, right? But I doubt it.
They call me Sugar. They do. Even at my work, they call me Sugar. Like, I really just go on, obviously, like anybody who knows me from Twitter, it's Sugar Tits, but anybody in like my real life, it's just Sugar.
Fair enough. So why avoid the politics? I mean, is it just that, have you thought about doing a serious podcast or no, screw that. I don't want to bother with that. That's too much work.
So I'd like to be a guest on serious podcasts. So I was banned from Twitter for a year. I only got my Twitter back maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, tops, and I was banned for a year and a half. So that year and a half, I'm banned from TikTok, I'm banned from Facebook, and I'm like device banned on all that shit. So like I can't make new accounts. And so I just had Instagram, and I was just like, just didn't flood my Instagram with anything. So actually I was pretty like, I mean, I would talk to Steve and look up things here and there, but I stayed pretty ignorant about like just the real craziness of the world for almost a year and a half. And it was good. Like it was cool. It was a nice little break or whatever, but I'm actually like super glad to be back on Twitter because one, I can just talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about, but also, you know, from And I'm not attributing this to like anyone. I don't know if it's just maybe I'm not coming in contact to our mass reporting or whatever the case may be. I don't really know, but I do know that I have been able to speak a lot more freely on Twitter and go a little bit harder than I was able to before my ban. So that's really nice too. Cause again, now that this podcast is in play, it really does, you know, give me an opportunity to have a lot of stuff to talk about. Like, I mean, I have conservatives coming for me. I got liberals coming for me. I mean, every single day I'm fighting for my life on Twitter. I don't even and I get a lot of hate for my name, actually, because I talk a lot about, like, you know, I love men. In my bio, it says anti-feminist. I really am staunchly against the feminist movement and females mostly in general. They're horrible, but I get a lot of feminist comments from me, but you know, people, I try to never to embarrass men. You know, dudes will send me their dicks and I'm like, hey, don't do this. It's not appropriate. I don't want it. Like, I'm not going to embarrass you and blast you on the internet. If you send me another one, I'm going to, like, but I'm telling you right now, I don't want to embarrass you. You maybe made a mistake, so don't do that again. And they always send me another one. So I put it on the internet and I was like, these motherfuckers, I tell them to leave me alone and whatever. And then it was like, it was so crazy because this like gaggle of like conservative broads came at me and was like, because of your name, you get dicks. That's what you get. Like, it was so bizarre. They were talking to me like somebody was like, oh, you shouldn't have been wearing that and that wouldn't have happened to you. You know, like you shouldn't have that name. Otherwise you wouldn't get dicks. Well, first of all, my name does not say send me your tiny little penis. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so they really do come for me because, and like dudes are in there just like, oh, once a whore, always a whore. And like, if you listen to the podcast, I'm like staunchly against hookup culture. I'm like real traditional roles, traditional value kind of gal. Like, I'm literally everything that's opposite because of my name. They really think that I deserve like legitimate abuse from men on the internet. It's absolutely wild.
Well, I'll tell you something. I did a little experiment about 5 years ago where I created a female Facebook profile, okay? And I didn't put much on it. I put a picture of a tattoo on a foot, and because it was just a weird looking tattoo to show, like, okay, I'm showing my tattoo. And I tried to make this fake female account, and I got barrages day and night of pornography and all kinds of stuff. It just seems as though if you put anything sexual in the name or in a presentation, it automatically attracts that. That's true, okay? The conservative ladies who are telling you, well, look, your name is going to attract this. Yes, it is. Does it mean that you deserve abuse or stalkers? No, of course not. But the idea that that happens organically, that's what will occur. It's got nothing to do with politics because I created a fictitious woman and put her out there, and she didn't have a name like Sugar Tits, by the way. I'm not going to reveal the name. But the Facebook account is still going, and every once in a while, like once or twice a year, I go check it. And the inbox is filled with I love yous from foreign guys and clips of pornography, like straight up sexual stuff, like hardcore direct clips, right? You know, and offers to do this and that to me and this and that. And I crack up because it's like you're talking to a fictional woman whose picture I pulled the picture. It's funny because I took her picture off of a piece of pornography, actually, and just cropped her face out. Right. And she's not a typical porn actress, like, you know, she's not like one of the overly made up, clearly she's a porn actress, like she's more one of the regular girl porn actresses, not a greater known one. And I searched on the internet for exactly those images so that I could find it, and I put it out there, and she looks like she could be, you know, a cafeteria worker, really.
Yeah.
But I did get her from that, and she just constantly gets barraged. But the only reason is there was a mildly seductive thing in her bio that wasn't really about, like, you know, I want to hook up or I want sex or anything like that, but it was mildly suggestive. And the moment a woman drops on the internet, Now, as a guy, you could sit with a Facebook profile for 10 years and nobody bothers you. You know, and if you have no friends in life, you have no friends on Facebook a lot of times.
And your whole bio can be sexual.
Your whole bio can be about that, or you could be on there offering to give away drugs, and nobody will bother you. You know, I have cocaine for free. Come see me. And nobody will even send you a friend request. Women get treated differently on social media, and you're a clear example of that. So, honestly, yeah, the fact that you're going to use tits in your name, you're guaranteed a whole bunch of sexualized responses at best, creepy stuff at a medium, and horrible, horrendous things as a serious possibility and probability, I think. So, realistically, got to say to you, just from my own point of view, and I'm not one of these stalker guys, I don't do this crap, but I wanted to see what would happen if I put up a female profile out of nowhere and her only friend was me. Right?
You know, it's crazy too, though, because regardless of my name, honestly, my name could be fuck Casey and I'm still going to get it. Like, there's chicks all over Twitter that don't have anything sexual in their profiles that are still getting just like, you know, just tons of these types of messages and pictures. And to be completely honest with you, they don't bother me that much. And that's why I try to just be like, hey, dude, like, don't send me that shit. Like, I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to put you on blast. Like, but like, don't do that. Like, you literally, it's like the biggest visual disappointment of my life. Like, please stop doing that. And, you know, I'll have a couple weeks where nothing and then I'll get a lot. And, you know, I'm not dumb, but there was a time, honestly, and I've been sugar tits on Twitter for years at this point. There was a very, very, very long time that I didn't get none of that shit. I talked about it so much at the beginning when we first did the podcast. I was like, I don't know what these girls are talking about. They're getting fucking dicks all day. I'm like, I don't know if it's like the guys that follow me, if they're just like cooler, but like I never got that shit. The only, ever since I've been back from my long ban, I've been getting them a lot more.
Okay. Well,
so I don't know. It's kind of weird because it wasn't a problem and I had talked about it extensively. Like, these girls are, I don't believe that this 400-pound busted ass bitch is just having dudes hit her up in her DM every day because I'm not getting one DM.
But that's the funny part. I got to tell you that since Twitter changed over and I didn't get banned on Twitter is like the only platform that has never banned me. Okay. And I don't know why. I'm not begging for it. I don't need it. Okay. I don't need another badge of honor, but I'm just saying Twitter is one of the only platforms where I haven't gotten banned. And the odd thing to me is that after Musk took over, I started to get a lot more what I call internet hookers, which is a lot. There's a lot of women out there or a lot of alleged women out there that come on to you and, you know, are you lonely? I'll give you pictures. Right. I'll perform for you on camera. You get them on Skype all the time. I saw you in the Skype directory. I want to be your friend. And it's all about, look, I'll give you a free pass to my webcam show. It's some kind of, you know, either a virtual sex worker or a real sex worker is coming at you, or a con artist who wants to try and, you know, game you out. And this has been a business for over a decade that has been on the internet. But I didn't get hit with any of that stuff on Twitter. And I joined in like 2014, I think, or 2015. And I hadn't gotten hit with it until Musk took over. More pornography came through.
Now, I think I just posted that too. I was like, man, there's like a shitload of porn on Twitter. Like, I'm actually really surprised because I got banned for a couple words that might have seemed inappropriate. These bitches are like, I scrolling and it's like, boom, butthole. I'm like, what in the Sam hell is happening right now? Like, I didn't subscribe to this. It's like creepy little followers liking those pictures and forcing them onto my timeline.
There's the phrase of the day, folks. Boom, butthole. But here's the thing about this question. I got a question for you and you can't answer it really. But I want to throw it at you anyway. What the hell? I mean, okay. I'm a weird guy. I only want to invest my time in things that have results, okay? So if I was sitting there, and I generally have not had time periods. I'm one of these people who's they call me a serial monogamist in my life. The woman I'm with now, I've been with for 10 years. But that's a rarity. It usually doesn't last that long. And I go from one relationship to the other. I'm not often all by myself. But here's the thing about this. I say to myself, I'm not going to invest my time, my energies, my resources at all into things that are not productive. When the hell does it actually work? I mean, and I'm asking this question out to the audience as well. Guys, seriously, think about this. Have you ever had it work as a guy? And would you ever take it up? Okay, sugar tits, I need to ask you this. Would you ever, can you imagine a scenario in which somebody sends you a picture of their dick and you go, yep, that's it, perfect, and now you're with it? What the hell? When is that ever does that work? Like with any, I mean, I've been through this thing. Well, hang on a second. I've been through this thing with friends in life, right? You go to certain areas of the country, and as strange as this sounds, you can walk up to a woman and just basically go, hey, look, you want to fuck? And you'll get a yes or a no, and that's it. You won't get slapped. You know, I found that strange the first time I saw that in 1994. I remember the year. I remember where it was. And I remember I couldn't believe seeing it because I grew up in New York and New Jersey in that area. And believe me, you got hostility if you made a move like that. But I saw it done. When the hell does a scenario like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to send a picture of my dick. And winner, winner, I know I've got a woman. I've never heard a story where that's been the case. Is there a scenario in which somebody could send you dick pic, pic of their butthole, whatever, I don't know, whatever works at this point. I mean, I know buttholes are very popular now, apparently, picture exchanges, but I can't imagine why anybody would want to send a picture of their butthole at all. Could I want to see a butthole? Forget it. Look,
the only time you get to see my butthole is if you're hitting that shit from behind. I'm not sending pictures of that shit. Well, I'm not doing it. That's so crazy to me.
But I'm asking you the other way around, though. Is there a scenario in which you would go, yep, you know what? That's the dick for me. And you're going to hook up with that? Like, when the hell does that work? So help me out here.
So, I did quickly realize that a lot of these dudes who do send their members online, a lot of them are really small. A lot of them have a kink for humiliation. So they're waiting for you to post them. They're waiting for you to, like, you know, talk shit to them and tell them their dick's small. Like, a lot of those dudes get off on that kink. So they'll reach out to girls like us, okay, and they will, and you won't notice it right away. You'll be like, don't send me your fucking dick. And then they'll send it. And then once you get, and you're just like, you piece of shit, like, what are you doing? Your dick's tiny. And then after a couple exchanges, you're like, oh, I see what's happening here. So that happens a lot. Now, there's been probably a handful of dudes that have sent their dick, and I'm like, oh, that's not a terrible looking dick. But because that dude's sending me his dick, I would never. I just don't like dudes like that. I don't like fuck boys. Like, I like chubby bearded men that are like protectors and providers. I don't like fuck boys. Like, they're just not for me. And so that's an immediate turn off for me. Like, it doesn't mean that like the dick is ugly. Sure, maybe that's a nice looking dick, but it's a really big turn off for me. And I would never be like, well, shit, that's a beautiful, what is your, where do you live? What's your phone number? Like, I would never off the internet and fuck them anyways. Like, that's crazy, but.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, under what circumstances? Look, and I got myself in a lot of trouble. I don't have a lot of female listeners anymore. I chased them away years ago because I presented the show that basically said 97% of all women on one level or another are basically prostitutes. And I kind of chased away my female audience. what can I do? Because honestly, look, as a woman in the hetero world anyway, okay, I'm not going to get into all the expanded world, but in the heterosexual world, as a woman, you know you've got the advantage, you've got the leverage, you have the marketable commodity. It's just that simple, and I went through that equation and that exchange, and I have reasons for this, the way I grew up and so on and so forth, and to me, I learned sexuality first as an exchange of commerce, okay? I have a healthy attitude about it, probably a healthier attitude than most people would imagine, but initially my starting point, not so good. So I understood it as an act of commerce, as I said, a commercial transaction almost, and I still view the world that way. Now, I might be a little warped, but the way I see it is, you know, like the old jokes, so you got married. Okay, you didn't pay a prostitute. Well, yeah, you did. You did it on installments. It's just, there's an exchange that goes on. And so that's all there is to it as far as I'm concerned. But to me, it's very weird because, again, these guys that will turn around and do stuff like that. Okay, I didn't even consider the guy who likes humiliation. It's an interesting thought. But I don't understand that at all. I am not into humiliation. I don't even get where that comes from, but all right, fine, whatever. Whatever floats your boat, please enjoy it as long as you're not hurting anybody else.
They're hurting me visually when they send that shit to me.
Well, but see, there you go. All right. See, but you have a choice as to whether to open unknown pictures from unknown person, okay? So,
true. You know what the shitty thing is too, though, is that I kind of blindly follow back. Like, I don't have time to like go through people's profiles and shit. Like, typically, if somebody follows me, I'll just follow them back. So then I realize they have access to the email. Then when they send it, I got to go in and block it and kind of do all that shit. Like, that's my bad for sure. That is totally my bad. If I vetted people way more, yes. When they're in my requests, I already know what that picture is. I do not open them, but sometimes they fucking snake through with a follow from me and they'll get in there, but.
No, honestly, I got you.
You gotta have fucking thick skin if you're on the internet in general. Okay, more thick, like the thickest skin if you're on Twitter. That place is just a degenerate cesspool, and I love it. I also have to be able to poke fun and have thick skin if I am gonna be roaming the internet with this name and the fucking attitude that I have and all the shit that I talk online. You know what I'm saying? Like, very few things offend me. Very few things get me really riled up. Like, it's the fucking internet. If I get mad, I just turn my phone. I just get off of the internet. You know, like, you can't cyber bully me, you know? And so I think that the internet is not for everybody. I do think that whether your name is Sugar Tits or fucking Christian Cassie over here, you're going to get inappropriate messages and you're going to get these things because there's always going to be a level of scumbaggery in men. Mm. And like you were saying earlier, like, you're not the, I have my like message requests are filled with those porn girls. So they're like hitting both men and women. And you know, so I do think, like, it does get tiresome sometimes. I had a whole week where it was just constant dick pics. Then I got banned for 11 hours because I blasted him online, and they banned me for 11 hours. And it was just like, it got exhausting. Like, it was exhausting. So it was just like, fuck, like, I'm not changing my name, obviously, but like, it's tiresome. So I have to fucking just get off Twitter for a couple days or whatever. And then they stop for a while. It's like, the thing is that there's like, if they're bots, if there's this algorithm, whatever the internet does is that when I blasted that dude for sending me his tiny little peepee, fucking, I got flooded with a bunch of other tiny little peepees. Probably because he went back and told all his little kink humiliation friends that I was doing this, and hey, if you hit her up, she's going to do this shit to you too.
Well, you know, it might have just been a public display, and therefore you attracted that because now somebody went, oh, I love that, let me go there. Right. You know, so they might have come at you just organically too. See, that's the weird thing, is that we're actually confronted by a very interesting paradigm here where indeed, and I find it interesting from your point of view because, you know, first of all, like I said, creating that fake, profile as a woman was really enlightening to me, but I knew what was going to happen. I knew that automatically, because I've always said, guaranteed to just as a woman, even if you don't throw yourself out there as, hey, like, I'm ready to roll here, there's going to be a certain element that's going to come at you that way anyway. Because they're going to find something about you that's going to, that they think they can get the response they want. And it could indeed be that humiliation thing they're in search of. You know, because I'm not saying that they do it for years or anything. But they came at this profile I had literally like 100 friend requests in an hour, you know, and stuff like this. And these guys trying to post things on the timeline. If I did follow them back or friend them back on Facebook, sorry. You know, it's the way it goes. Anyway, Sugar Tits, I got to tell you, this is a fun conversation so far. What I am going to do, though, is just take a quick break on the live show for sure and also on the video. But I'm going to ask you a couple of other interesting questions about podcasting and the more serious nature. But we're definitely going to have a little more fun with this show, too, as we go on. The Ocelli Effect will continue after this.
WallStreetWindow.com. gold, silver, the stock market, WallStreetWindow.com.
Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough. Maybe you're thinking about getting started. WallStreetWindow.com. Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com. Go there now. Go there now. Go there now.
Nuclear Holocaust. You know what uranium is, right? Think called nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of, you know what uranium is, right? Bad things. Things are done with uranium, including some bad things. Nuclear Holocaust. You know what uranium is, right? I've been briefed. Nuclear Holocaust. Nuclear Holocaust. You know what uranium is, right? Think called nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of, you know what uranium is, right? Bad things. Things are done with uranium, including some bad things. Nuclear Holocaust. Nuclear Holocaust. Nuclear Holocaust. Nuclear Holocaust. Nuclear Holocaust.
You're listening to the Ocelli.com radio network.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm interested in the truth about the JFK assassination.
Right. Well, what do you want to know?
Judy Baker's wild claim, Oswald girlfriend, he knew Ruby and Barry, cancer weapons. Really?
I imagine I could claim I have four wheels. It doesn't make me a wagon, but okay.
Oswald was on the kill team and trying to prevent the murder of John Kennedy. Come on now. Has a real expert on the JFK assassination looked into her claims?
Go to Amazon.com. Enter Judith Baker in her own words. You'll get results for a digital copy of a book where Walt Brown utilizes her own words and the known evidence in the case to get at, well, a different perspective, let's say. You can get Judith Barry Baker in her own words from the author himself, signed if you request it, by contacting Dr. Brown at KIASJFK@AOL.com. It's a fun book, and it actually dissects the many, many fantastic claims. Judith Barry Baker in her own words.
Thank you for all the great information.
The views expressed by callers, co-hosts, or anyone else who happens to get on the air at Ocelli.com do not necessarily reflect the views of Ocelli.com or Chuck Ocelli, and we are not responsible for any stupidity which might ensue. Thank you.
I do? Revelation through conversation. In a radio show / podcast. You want the good news? Listen to the Ocelli Effect. Chuck Ocelli is the most underrated voice in all media. News, education, and entertainment. The daily bread from Ocelli.com. Go there. Save yourself from ignorance. Ocelli.com. But we all agreed to put Ocelli.com on and listen to the Ocelli Effect. Revelation through conversation. Ocelli.com.
In Denial, Secret Wars with Airstrikes and Tanks by Larry Hancock.
secret wars became a staple of U.S. covert operations and are still happening today. Larry Hancock's book, In Denial, rips the cover off many of them. Using new files, it exposes things about the Bay of Pigs that no one has ever written about before. It shows why it really failed and why the United States did not learn from it. It also shows why other countries today are doing secret operations with more success. This is the book that puts what some want to deny into the light. In Denial, Secret Wars with Airstrikes and Tanks. Larry Hancock. For more information, go to larry-hancock.com. Pick up your copy of In Denial at amazon.com in digital or physical
form. Ochelli.com.
In Denial, Secret Wars with Airstrikes and Tanks by Larry Hancock. Secret wars became a staple of U.S. covert operations and are still happening today. Larry Hancock's book, In Denial, rips the cover off many of them. Using new files, it exposes things about the Bay of Pigs that no one has ever written about before. It shows why it really failed and why the United States did not learn from it. It also shows why other countries today are doing secret operations with more success. This is the book that puts what some want to deny into the light. In Denial, Secret Wars with Airstrikes and Tanks. Larry Hancock. For more information, go to larry-hancock.com. Pick up your copy of In Denial at amazon.com in digital or physical
form. Revelation through conversation.
Second segment of the Ochelli Effect for this Wild Card Wednesday, and it is appropriate. I've got Sugar Tits with me again from Blunt Force Wisdom, the podcast. You can find it on Rockfin and Rumble. Did I get that right, Sugar Tits?
You did.
I did. You know, you never know. Sometimes I can mix things up. It's easy to do. But you can find them on
Blunt Force Trauma before.
Yeah, well, you know, and I read the term blunt force trauma so often, it would not be surprising if I made that mistake. Blunt Force Wisdom, although it might be traumatic depending on who the hell you are. And don't send her dick pics. We've gotten that message so far. You know, it really, you shouldn't be doing that crap anyway. Again, I don't know what the result is. Is there a woman out there who goes, ooh, I mean, even when she said, oh, well, you know, actually that's not a bad looking piece of meat. It's not the hookup. Mm-hmm. And besides that, if a woman hooks up with you, dudes, seriously, if a woman hooks up with you because she goes, nice, doesn't that kind of...
How many people has she hooked up with because they had a nice dick?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, there's that, right? Not every... I mean, most guys, you know, they're always looking for a slut, but they really don't want the slut. So, you know, there's that. But also, I mean, somebody that's fickle enough to go, I've seen a two-dimensional pixelated image of a penis. Oh, I'm going to hook up. Just that mentality alone, doesn't that kind of say to you, this is not somebody who should be deeply involved in your life, even if you could?
It's definitely a red flag.
I'm thinking. Anyway, I try to go around these things, you know. But look, let's get to a couple more serious things. You know, I want to hear from you seriously about a couple of things. And I know, you know, the thrust of your podcast, you said dating advice, you said, you know, obviously cultural things going on. You definitely, identified feminism and the, LGBTQ alphabet soup as a problematic thing. Okay, fine. But let me ask you, why is it that you decided to podcast? Were you just sort of drawn into this? I mean, was it all Steve's idea? Did you have another one earlier? I mean, give me a rundown on how you got started with Blunt Force Wisdom.
So I've been wanting to do a podcast for a while, but I just didn't really know how to get started, what equipment, what where to go, anything. And me and Steve, we met on Twitter before he ever moved to even Vegas, and we were like homies.
Okay, wait. For the record, though, Steve did not send you a dick pic. Am I right?
He did not. No.
Okay, just
no,
okay. I'm sorry. I had to do it. Go ahead.
And then he moved down here, and like he was like, "Oh, I'm moving to Vegas." And I was like, "Dude, dope. We can like link up and hang out. Like, I ain't got no friends, anyways." And when he got down here, they had me go on the morning show a couple times. This was before I was Twitter banned, too, so I was, like, just balls deep in politics. I mean, just fucking balls deep. And so I would go on and we would, you know, talk politics. Almost every podcast I go on, I talk a lot about feminism and different things like that. Because a lot of the men that I do podcasts with don't always feel comfortable talking about those things because they are men. And because they are told that you don't get to have a fucking opinion, you don't get to do any of these things, so I get to have all the fucking opinions. So I get to say it online, and any of those bitches can come from me, I'm a female. So that was kind of where it started, was he's like, you're going to get away with way more than I'll be able to say about it. And so we kind of joked about that, and then I was just like, dude, we should do a podcast. But I was like, I don't want to do a political podcast. Like, I want to do something, like, more, like, advice for scumbags. Like, just trying to fucking make it in a world of chaos, you know? And
okay, let me stop you there. Because advice for scumbags. All right. Scumbags could be the guys who are sending you dick pics. But are you trying to give advice to those guys? Or are you talking about, you know, the dirtbag level, the scumbag level that I would call myself? Because I'm heavy metal dirtbag original. All right. As far as I'm concerned, I was born in the 70s. All right. So here I stand, and I was always a dirtbag. That doesn't mean that I'm a lowlife. There's a difference, okay?
That's why we did Scumbag, because we are, like, our family, both him and I family are fucking, like, rednecks from, like, mine's from, like, the Appalachian Mountains. Like, I grew up very, like, rednecky. We were shooting guns at three. Like, you know, I had a very wild life. I'm very candid about my life on the podcast and the experiences I've had and the craziness that's happened. And that's what I'm talking. People like us that are just, we're just fucking scumbags. Like, but we're good people. We're not lowlifes. We're not losers. Nothing like that. So, and the audience that listens to us really does kind of, like, understand that. But yes, the dudes that are also sending me their dicks are, like, they have scumbag qualities, but they're not cool scumbags like us.
See, there's a difference. There's the cool scumbags, and there's the you ain't cool scumbags. I got you. So, all right, I just wanted to clarify. But, all right, so attacking feminism. Now, he's got a great point there, is that as a woman, I've had a couple of female co-hosts over the years. A couple of times I've experimented it, with it. And, the truth is that, usually they gotta go away after a little bit because it gets too strange, with their significant others or whatever else, you know. And all right, whatever it is, it is. Not gonna tell backstories about all that here and now because I'm not here to talk about me. I'm here to talk about you. But it's interesting because it does give you a license to say certain things. And the fact that you're able to go out and do it, that's great. And I think people might misunderstand if you're willing to attack feminism, because I get this idea in my head listening to you that actually on a certain level, you do agree with feminism to some degree, but not the modern incarnation of this crap that's going on. Like, honestly, in other words,
I don't even know if we should still have the right to vote. Like, honestly, I'm, like, pretty anti-feminist. I've seen what they have done to the nuclear family. I've seen what they've done. They're just a privileged group of people. They've never wanted equality, ever. Not one time. And they're maybe back in the day when they just wanted to vote. But now it is, they want special treatment. And I can't respect that. And honestly, I actually loathe the community. Like, I honestly, there's not a community I think I hate more than them, because they've also allowed this trans ideology to completely erase what real women are. Like, where are they fighting for us? If you're not fighting for our spaces, like, what the fuck? Like, you've been here screaming from the mountaintops for years how women this and women that, and now you're literally handing all our shit over to a bunch of dudes that are in dresses. Like, that shit, I'll never forgive them for that. I didn't forgive them anyways before, because they really have been so detrimental to society. They've pumped out this ideology that, like, you don't need a man, you're a boss bitch, have a career, don't have kids. And these women think that this is the life, and it isn't. Like, our DNA, humans as humans, we are bred for companionship. We are not bred to be alone with cats. Right. Do you know what I'm saying? And they've instilled this into so many young girls that, that, like, have a career, don't have all these different things, get as much dick as you can, get that bag, all these crazy keywords that they've been pouring out there. So it's completely destroyed that nuclear family.
Okay.
It's plummeted the population rates. Okay. Like, I have some real issues with feminism because, well, see, I really see what they've done.
Well, see, here's the thing, right? You're a few years younger than me. Not too many, but enough. I mean, I've actually got a half sister about your age. I don't know her that well because we only met up a few years ago. But here's the truth. And walk me through this. You're old enough, okay? Again, not given your age because it's not my business, but, fact is you're old enough to have remembered a time when there was still certain battles going on where a woman like you might be told, you know what, just shut up and go in the kitchen. Because, look, my grandparents were Irish and Italian immigrants, right? My grandmothers were not permitted to speak as you do, okay? And things like this. And they would have been told how to fix their hair. They would have been told what they could do at all times, okay? These guys that came from other countries brought that with them. You know, again, Sicilian and Irish.
Irish are really, really traditionally, like, rolled like that. Like, they are the man and you are the submit. I know a number of Irish families that have that exact type of situation.
Well, and believe me,
I know people that are Irish in their, you know, barely 30s that really, really stick to that, like, you're in the kitchen, you are my wife, you take care of me. And honestly, I am a traditional role kind of person. Like, I'm not going to ask you if I can listen to music like Andrew Tate suggests I should, but if I'm going to go out with my friends, I'm going to ask you. That's respectful in my opinion. Hey, is it cool? I'm going to go out with some of my girlfriends. This is what we're going to be doing. This is where we're going to be going. Is that cool with you? Because I would expect that same respect for me. And it's not that he's controlling. It's that I would choose to do those things. Shit. If a man took care of me financially, like, my husband, or if I ever get married again or anything, a man wants to take care of me financially so I don't have a care in the world, you better fucking believe that I'll get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and make him a hot breakfast every day. Cause guess what? I get to go back to bed and take a nap. You better believe he'll have his laundry done, his house clean, his kids taken care of. He won't have to lift a fucking finger in my house because that for me, that I really enjoy those roles. You know, I want to be taken care of and I'm a nurturer. I love to take care of my man in all aspects. So, you know, I'm cool, but there is, like you said, where she wasn't even permitted to speak. Like, that shit isn't going to fly in my house. Like, you got me fucked up if you think that I'm going to ask permission to say words. Right. So I get, you know, there.
So you get that on a certain timeline. Okay. Let me just interrupt real quick. On a certain timeline, you would have been on the side of the feminist who said, look, you're not going to control everything I do, but after a certain point where you get to reasonable, in my mind, the stuff you're talking about and the way, you know, it's sort of like this. If you go into a relationship with anybody, and I'm sure when you give relationship advice, you've gone over something like this, but a very simple thing to understand is that if you and the partner have the same understanding about the way things work, this is best, okay, if you begin from that point. So, like, if you and I were to get, you know, theoretically, you and I are going to get into a relationship, and I understand that, look, I'm going to serve this part of the role. I'm going to take care of the bills. The money comes in. This is what I need you to do. Here's the house. Even if we reverse those roles, to me, if we make that agreement, that's the way that should stand. That's the way that stands between you and me. And
absolutely,
it's got nothing to do with what the world sees as normal, and you shouldn't just have her be a nurturer. Actually, I think women are more organically designed to do that. It's not as though a man can't, but I think that your predisposition is better for it. There is such a thing as having some organic skills based on your natural design. Very simple. You know, short people shouldn't play basketball, for Christ's sake, all right? It's just very simple. You have a skill set, right? Yeah, go ahead.
I agree that as long, whatever works in your relationship, if stay-at-home dad, mom wants to work, whatever, I'm not typically judging based on gender, typically, for my relationships, because I will always say, like, do what makes you happy. If it's stay-at-home dad, if it's working dad, if it's whatever you and your partner agree on. But like you said, it needs to be something you guys talk about at the beginning of the relationship. Because if, let's say, you and I dating and we're just going about our jolly lives, and then, you know, 6-7 months down the road, I'm like, hey, guess what though? I actually really want to be a stay-at-home wife and homemaker. I want to be taken care of. I mean, I'll take care of you. I've got your clothes. I'll fuck you on demand, blow you anytime you want. I'll feed you. I'll do whatever, any other things that you want, but I don't want to work. I don't want to have to wake up every day and worry about a single fucking bill in my life. That's something you might want to know beforehand, because maybe that's the life you want. Right. So it is very important to have those conversations almost immediately. And I do, like, anybody who follows my Twitter, the podcast, anything, knows exactly what I am looking for in a mate, because I constantly am pushing it. And everyone tells me to go to farmers.com or whatever. But I
don't know that the farmer guys would be your guys. I mean, some of them could be, but I don't think they would be the guys, you know. And here's the thing. So at a certain point, I'm just saying, because you grew up in a similar time to me, not exactly the same timeline, but a similar time, I'm going to assume you're within 10 years of me. We'll leave it at that. It means that...
I'm 40.
Well, okay, so I'm actually wrong, guys, because I'm 51 now, so she's 11 years. But either way, okay, here it is. It still works, by the way, what I'm about to say.
Right.
The thing is that at a certain point, you and I might have seen the resonance of when it was a little too far in one direction, where, you know, the absolute demand of you have to be the male hunter-gatherer and that's it, okay? And by the way, nothing else you're responsible for, which I don't agree with that, I got to tell you. Yes, I'm the protector. Yes, I'm a provider. But I am not solely responsible for that either. Because here's the thing. I expect, and here's the conversation that I would need to have at the beginning of a relationship as well. I expect that you have to be there with me and also stiffen up your back if it's time. We don't fight singular, okay? If there is a need to defend the home, yeah, I might take the lead, but but I'm handing you a 38, you know?
Absolutely.
So, you know what I'm saying? So you better be ready to go along with me some. And also, yeah, I'm going to cook once in a while too, because I'm good at it. But it doesn't mean that that's our primary jobs. I like it the other way. I like the traditional way. But it doesn't mean that we can't also have other skill sets. It doesn't have to be your primary job. I want to parent some too. You know, maybe if I'm out there working all day and night, well, maybe I don't have the time and the ability to do it. So, you know, and I had a big problem the first woman I married, boy. Woof. Yeah. But again, we don't want to waste time with that. Thank God she's dead now. But anyway, we'll get into that another time, maybe. But the fact is that you have to have these agreements. And look, it's about being reasonable and about recognizing your natural design and your natural skills. Not every woman is, by the way, a great mother.
Right.
You know,
right.
My mom, not so great. Like, remember I told you about at the beginning of my life, I had a transactional idea about it. It's because after my father died, my mother was a prostitute, basically. So,
right.
You know, that's the life that I was brought through. Now, here's the thing. Morally, I don't give a shit. I think if you want to sell yourself and you have a, look, we all sell ourselves to some degree anyway. And if you want to sell that part of you, well, then that's up to you. I don't think the law needs to be involved in that, because I'm very libertarian about either that, drugs, anything. You know what? When you do,
I've been a registered libertarian for 14 years this year.
Wow. You know, it's the only...
That's crazy.
That's crazy, crazy. It's the only party I've ever registered with, but I've also registered independent and so on.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time identifying with any party at this exact moment in my time, but I still have been a registered libertarian for a long time. So, I mean, I totally understand. I think also sex work should not be something regulated by the government. I think that that's your body that you're doing. That's a adult transaction that is happening through consenting adults, typically, unless you're having these, you know, other instances that are happening to you. But on a regular in Vegas, it is a money transaction between two adults that one wants to get a blowy and the other one needs the money, kind of thing, you know? So,
right. But if you, look, if you were to just come and clean my house, I'm buying your physicality for an hour or two. It's the same damn thing as far as I'm concerned, okay? And it's your choice to do with your body what you want, which, again, would sound very feminist to some people. But I think that's just a human thing, all right?
Yeah.
It's not about feminism. It's about humanity. And I think that just as the individuals, by virtue of our creation, regardless of who you think created you, we are endowed with this right to begin with. So that should be the end of that. And the only way that the government needs to get involved in sex work, as far as I'm concerned, and maybe you disagree with me on this, the only reason why the government should be involved at all with sex work would be to, and here's where I'm not in love with regulation. I'm not one of these guys. I'm not a Democrat. But thing is, though, a little regulation in there might help, because honestly, when you keep that sort of market in the dark, I mean, you're near Las Vegas, you mentioned, so you're in a different sort of place than the rest of us. Throughout most of the country, when you keep stuff like that in the dark, just like anything else, you allow for a lot of terrible stuff without some regulation. So, quite honestly, if you have to be licensed and monitored as a sex worker for effectively the sex worker's protection, I would have no objection to that. I would think that that would be a good thing. To some degree, of course, they always take the bureaucracy and ram it down everybody's throat, and nobody gets paid for that. You pay them for them to ram the bureaucracy down your throat. Kind of a backwards thing.
I mean, we got a lot of girls working out here still. Like, we got out here, we still have a lot of girls actually working the streets, which I appreciate, to be honest, because, like, those bitches are out there getting it. It's like 101 degrees outside, and there's those bitches walking down Tropicana trying to work and getting their work. I mean, I honestly respect them way more than I respect the OnlyFans girls, the cam girls and shit, but that's just me. I'm a little old school. I feel like I see that bitch has been out there for 8 hours in that hot ass sun. Like, she's working. So.
Yeah, but at the same time, look, I can't begrudge a girl who figures out, you know what, if I put my feet on the internet, somebody will pay me. Screw it, man. Look, if I could get paid for pictures of my feet, I'd put them out there.
It starts with feet, though, and it does tend to sometimes progress into some other things. And I'm not even against, I mean, look, it's your body. I really don't give a shit. Like, if you want to sell it on the internet, that's fine. I've talked about this a lot on the show. Your pussy isn't sustainable, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get a year older, and there's going to be a fresh 18-year-old that found a TikTok that told her she'd make six figures a month working on OnlyFans, putting her new pussy on the internet, and now yours is old news. So have a backup plan at the very least. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's not a sustainable income. And to be honest, the only time it was a really, really successful business was during COVID, because we had all kinds of extra money floating our way from unemployment and food stamps and all this shit. Nobody was working. Everybody was bored. You know what I'm saying? And since COVID has been over and people are back to work and lives are busy again, those girls are not making a fraction of the money that they were making.
Oh, no. Look, even in Macon, Georgia, the hookers was busy during COVID. I mean, it was, and we weren't even locked down that much. But again, the free income floated around, and believe me, that's where a lot of those checks, as soon as they were cashed, some cash went there right away. Those girls were busy. But okay, so we've actually gone around the gamut on quite a few things. What do you think, though, is ultimately a message that you like to get out? The general sort of thing that you seem to feel as though you need to keep hammering on, because look, one thing is, we're always frustrated as content creators who have a serious message, a serious idea in mind. We always want to get a certain thing going. My thing is, look, think for yourself, educate yourself, don't accept the pronouncements of any authority figure. Do your own work, right? Figure it out for yourself. Decode shit. This is one of the things that I would say is the constant, which is why I've done this for more than 10 years. And, you know, I've had more than 2,000 Ocelli Effect podcasts, produced a ton of others. And generally, I would say, what is the purpose for it all? That's it. I want people to think for themselves, get outside of the crap that people try and sell to you all the time. And go out and figure shit out for yourself, because there is a huge world out there. What would be the general message coming from you as Sugar Tits, the relationship advice, you know, don't fall in line with the liberal idiocy. I mean, all that. What would be your general message?
I mean, honestly, that would kind of be it, that you need to find out what you are really looking for. Find out what is going to make you legitimately happy and find somebody that accommodates that, because you will not find somebody you can change enough to accommodate those things if that person is not it. People need to communicate better. The lack of communication in relationships is absolutely asinine. You can start a relationship with a text message and you can end a relationship with a text message. People have forgot what it is like to invest in your relationship and put effort in. It's like, oh, we're in a fight? Well, fuck it. I want to break up. And 2 seconds later, they're on Tinder swiping fucking girls, flirting with the girls that have been on standby. You know, I think that I don't think anybody should be in abusive relationships, physically, mentally, emotionally, any of those things at any time. It does not matter. It's not better for your kids. It's not better for anybody. I think that people need to take a step back and you need to be realistic about your expectations. I hopped on Steve's, before he had his old lady, I hopped on his Tinder as a man, and I could not fucking believe what I saw. Every profile is, I like fancy dinners. I like traveling. I like vacations. I like this. Not one time did I see a broad put anything she brought to the table in that profile. Like, oh, I like fancy dinners and vacations, but boy, I'm going to fucking fuck you on demand. I'm going to make your food. I'm going to clean your house. I'm going to wash your clothes. I'm going to do everything you need me to do for those things. Do you know what I'm saying? It was very eye-opening, kind of like with you with making that female profile. It was very eye-opening, the expectations that women are expecting of these men, but are bringing nothing to the table.
It's like, let's make a deal, except all the time they keep everything behind the fucking curtain until you actually sign up, and then, hey, look, now you've given me something, now I'll show you what you actually get. I mean, and that is the game that has been happening. People say that's an internet age thing. It's not. I think that's been going on for the past 30 years, honestly, and you are old enough to know that part of it. So, you know, again, I mean, I'm a little older than you, but I gotta say, it's been about 30 years long now. Longer than the internet was a big thing or the place to meet people. There's certainly been this sort of this element of, yeah, okay, here's what I want. Now guess what you get in return. And I think you're right. Communication's a big thing, and actually having an honest, what you're describing is just an honest relationship, really.
Yeah,
it's not. It shouldn't be outrageous or strange. And thank you. I'm glad you did that. And go ahead.
I'm a very I know you got to wrap up here, but I'm a very, you don't have to play guessing games when you date me. I'm very communicative. I tell you exactly what my love language or my needs are. I'm very, it's almost annoying. Like probably, it's probably hard to date me because I'm just like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. This is who I am. These are my love languages. This is what I like. I like affection. I like quality time. You know, I'm not a big money person. You don't have to like spend lots of money on me and shit, but spend your time with me. That's important to me. And, you know, it's like I feel like the internet has allowed people such an easy out of their relationships and such an easy back in. If they break up with somebody, they don't really have to feel all that heartache. They can hop on the internet, post a picture, and there's 400 people telling them how perfect they are, and it feeds all this narcissism that everybody has, that they don't have to feel remorse about these relationships that end. And it's actually really, really sad.
No, absolutely true, and I'm glad you said that. Anyway, Sugar Tits has been my guest. Again, Blunt Force Wisdom is the name of the podcast that she's a co-host of, and going to just take a moment here. I'm going to show you a couple things, Sugar Tits. Now, this is important for my listeners. We're going to have a new thank you program for people that have decided to support the network. In general, you'll get to choose a hat, okay, one of the baseball caps, for any of the shows that is produced through the network, okay? And if you got no Chelly Effect hat last time, it's not the same design, okay? It is, some of them are designed like the one on my head with the Godfather-esque logo on it. I got one of those here, just saying they're all separately wrapped, and here's the thing, they're all individual, they're all unique. There's only, I got a printing mistake in the mail the other day. I got three of a kind of one. They're supposed to only be one and two of a kind. Here's one of the pink ones, okay? But that one is actually already spoken for. Here's one with a white bill, Ocelli hats. And as I said, the other ones for the other shows, Age of Transitions, I think we can see that on camera. Blind guy doing his best, guys, you know that. Here is a Get Mad with Chris Graves, okay? So everybody knows that one. And let's see, Uncle the Podcast, there we go. And, a variation on the Ocelli logo with a gray bill. They have different colored bills in some cases, different colored logos. Sometimes there's a logo on the back, sometimes not. Okay, they're all unique. And they're just the beginning of the swag package. $50 you throw it in, you're not buying a hat for $50. You're getting a hat, the hat you choose, or the show you choose anyway. I'm not going to let you pick individual ones because I only got a couple of each. But every show, you get to pick whichever show you want to support. And depending on what you decide to put in, starting at $50, we'll throw in other things. I have specially printed decks of cards to celebrate 10 years of the Ocelli Effect. I've got coins. I've got RFID protectors for your cards. I've got stickers. I've got, whatever. I've got a whole bunch of stuff. I've got a couple of hoodies. I've got a couple of T-shirts. All things in limited runs. All things limited edition, okay? And the only thing that was made in mass is actually a ballpoint pen, which, crap, I thought I had it in front of me. And I think I do, but, hey, this is what happens when you do stuff live off the cuff. All right, I don't have the pen in front of me. Oh, yes, I do. Sorry, I lied. There it is, the ballpoint pen with the Ocelli Effect logo on it, and it's a black metal casing, and it's a decent pen. Is that? No, that's not it. The blind guy held up the wrong pen. I do have the pens, though. I got about 100 of them. It's the way it is, and I don't know how to do commercials well. If I knew how to do commercials well, I might do them, but I don't because we're listener-supported at Ocelli.com, and that's the way that works. So, again, Sugar Tits, sorry to put you through my little pitch, but I haven't gotten a chance to really put these things on video, so I appreciate you letting me do that, and I appreciate you taking the time tonight to talk to me. And I tell everybody, go over to Rockfin, go over to Rumble, and get Blunt Force Wisdom, okay? Her and her co-host Steve, who we talked to a while ago. You can go back and look in the archives for him. Screw it, he ain't here. Sugar Tits is with us. And she chooses to call herself that.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it so much. It was really, really fun. I haven't done another pot, like, other than the Blunt Force Wisdom in a while, so it was really nice. Thank you so much for having me.
Excellent. And I really appreciate your time. And as per usual, guys, no matter who you are, where you are, when you are, remember this. I am merely Ocelli. All of you are the effect. Good night.